Did you hear about this? The military's been setting up centers with the CDC all across the U.S. for coronavirus cases in case this gets out of hand. Now, we only have 15 cases as of right now. They're not anywhere near here. It's mostly Texas.
San Antonio, yeah.
Arizona, California. There's one in Massachusetts, Wisconsin. And while it's claimed 1,360 lives in China, I think we only had one death here, but it was... Or we have none, right?
I don't know that anyone's died here yet.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I thought we had like 2 to 3.
No.
I'll check.
Yeah, she's going to check. She's going to talk to Mr. Google. But yeah, so the Army has been setting up CDC control centers, quarantine, just like in these other countries, in case this breaks out. But the right now, they want to tell you this, and this is a great stat. You have a better chance of a shark, just like in Sharknado, falling from the sky, eating you, getting hit by a bus, and getting struck by lightning all at the same time, at the same moment, than you have of getting coronavirus.
I don't believe that for a second.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
There's 15 cases, and there's almost 400 million people in this country. What do you think?
Yeah, the CDC messed up the results of the last guy, and they let an infected person go.
They play on people like him.
Come on, you know they're never the center for disease control.
It's interesting because my doctor was saying, he was like, everybody's freaking out about the coronavirus when the flu infects a third of our population every year. And a lot of people die every year from the flu. A lot of people do.
Yeah, but you can tell you're sick in like 2 to 3 days as opposed to a week and a half later.
Why don't are you putting together your bunker? Do you have your
my tinfoil hat's almost finished in construction, but yeah, it still needs some work.
Well, they're pleading with you to stop buying the masks, that they don't want to have to overproduce masks. And I did. I saw people yesterday wearing masks in Orlando, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at them.
Well, they might have the flu, because when I walked into my doctor's office and I thought I had the flu.
No, that's different. I'm talking about just on the street.
Because, like, yeah, like, I'll see people like, if they're sick and they have to go out and...
Oh,
yeah, I've seen people like that.
Seriously?
Usually it's because they have the flu or they're just getting over the flu and they don't want to infect somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. But
the whole office had them the other day.
Here?
At my whole doctor's office, yeah.
Like, oh, your doctor's office.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I
can
see
that.
You
walk in, they hand it to you because they don't want you to infect everybody around you.
Well, they want you to back down a little bit just with that stat that you have a better chance of getting eaten by a shark that fell from the sky and hit by a bus all at the same time and struck by lightning.
I don't know. I saw a dude sneeze right into his hand and then push a shopping cart and I just started freaking out.
Did he wipe it on your face? No. Ooh.
Do you hate wearing a surgical mask because it doesn't look cool?
Honey, you can't leave the house without your surgical mask.
Mom, I look like such a dweeb with the surgical mask. I'd rather die.
Well, you just might, young lady.
What if I told you there's another way?
You mean like a cure?
No, I'm talking about the Surgical Mask Bedazzler. Bedazzle your own mask with sparkles, jewels, and stickers with your favorite characters on them.
My kids love their bedazzled surgical masks. I can't tell they're smiling with their mouths anymore, but I can see it in their eyes.
Show off your personality, uniqueness, and desperate attempts to look cool.
This is great for my kids, and my husband loves it too.
I love it because it looks like I'm wearing your panties on my face.
Oh, honey.
The Surgical Mask Bedazzler. The most fabulous way to say, I don't want to die.
Rick Stacy!